A coalition of 55 civil and digital rights groups held a press call urging Twitter to block the accounts of white supremacists, saying the company profits from hate and has been slow to change its policies. Jessica Gonzalez spoke for the group.
Many of the same violent extremists that helped organize the Charlottesville rally remain on Twitter, including neo-Nazis, conspiracy theorists, people who proclaim that whites are genetically superior to black and brown people, the former grand wizard of the KKK, and a man who celebrated Heather Heyer's death.
She cited one study that found white supremacists posting an average of 4,000 tweets a year and argued the platform is being used to promote societies that would exclude people of color.
We should make no mistake about it. This is a sophisticated and organized international network designed to bring about white ethnostate.
Twitter told Radio IQ that it has policies against threats or wishes of physical harm or death to any individual or group, and it bans users from attacks based on race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, gender, or religion. The company claims it has suspended more than 2,100 accounts since implementing its rules on violent extremists. I'm Sandy Houseman.